The Human Podcast features weekly service audio from the Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North Congregation of Roswell, Georgia. Please visit us at human.org.
Shelley Negrani, a member of this congregation and your worship associate today. Together with all of the people who have contributed to this service, especially our video editor, Bruce Langston, I welcome you to the Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North, which we affectionately call Human. Today is the first Sunday of our minister, Dave Dunn's sabbatical. For the next 9 weeks, our services will be lay-led. You will be hearing the voices of members of Human talking about their beliefs and philosophy, their work, and how they live the principles of Unitarian Universalism. If you would like to add your voice to this summer's symphony, there is still time. Just reach out to me and we will figure out where you might fit. Whoever you are, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are welcome here. If you are visiting with us for the first time, welcome especially. Thank you for choosing to spend your Sunday morning with us. We invite you to fill out our online visitor form that you can access from the homepage of our website, human.org. Someone from our membership team will contact you and answer any questions that you might have. Everyone is invited to join us for coffee and conversation at 10:45 after the service. The link for that gathering can also be found on the homepage of our website. And now I invite you to quiet your mind, notice your breathing, and be here now as we worship together.
I'm Laura Keck from Human's membership team. If you're new to our community, I'd like to take this opportunity to personally welcome you. Please take a moment to visit our website at human.org. There on our homepage, you will find our online visitor form. After filling it out, someone from the membership committee will contact you. For more ways to connect, join us for coffee and conversation or adult religious exploration after service. You can also reach us at membership@human.org. We'd love to answer the questions you might have about Human, as well as to connect you with others who share your interests. We look forward to meeting with you.
Our call to worship this morning are these words by Joanna Macy. Active hope is not wishful thinking. Active hope is not waiting to be rescued by the Lone Ranger or by some savior. Active hope is waking up to the beauty of life on whose behalf we can act. We belong to this world. The web of life is calling us forth at this time. We've come a long way, and we are here to play our part. With active hope, we realize that there are adventures in store, strengths to discover, and comrades to link arms with. Active hope is a readiness to engage. Active hope is a readiness to discover the strengths in ourselves and in others. A readiness to discover the reasons for hope and the occasions for love. A readiness to discover the size and strength of purpose. Our own authority, our love for life. The liveliness of our curiosity. The unsuspected deep well of patience and diligence. The keenness of our senses and our capacity to lead. None of these can be discovered in an armchair or without risk. Come, let us worship together.
Good morning. Our chalice lighting is a symbol of learning and love by Elizabeth Harding. We Unitarian Universalists don't drink from our chalice. Instead, we use it to hold the flame. The circle of the chalice helps keep the fire small. The flame doesn't blind us. It doesn't burn us. It gives us light, so we can see all the different things in the universe, even the invisible ones. Because the Unitarian Universalist flame is a light of learning. The flaming chalice is a symbol of learning and love. It's our symbol, the symbol of Unitarian Universalism.
Hi, I'm Amanda Brawley, member of Human, and this is how I lift up my voice. We humans, we invented stories. We film them, tell them, we live them, we write them. They help us understand or process. And I love this about us humans. No other species tells stories. I am a linguistics major, graduated from Georgia State, and I can tell you that linguists and others, we study how animals and insects communicate with each other, even primates, and none of them are telling their stories or making up stories or anything like that. They will communicate and tell each other stuff, like information, food, you know, where's food, where's water, but they do not tell stories. So here is my human story. Since 2004, there has been a force in my life who helped shape who I've become over the years. You know her as Jennifer Philippi, but I met her as Jennifer Baker. She was kind of a maniac running a small office and running marathons in her spare time. So when I say a force, I think most of you will know. She was brought to Human through her own story, which I will let her tell elsewhere. But on a visit to her house with, you know, with her family, with my family, she shared with me a little card-sized insert that had on it the 7 Unitarian Universalist Principles. And she knew that I had been somewhat of a Buddhist, kind of a spiritualist for some time, and thought that I may enjoy the services at Human. So I took her up on it, and a few times I attended church on my own. Nobody at home was willing to indulge me and come with. Then November 2016 came, and I was devastated. At the same time, during the same year, a dear friend of mine, my daughter's aunt on her father's side, Claudia, had been fighting cancer again after being in remission. She had undergone multiple surgeries. Her first round with cancer, and on November 29th, after watching her waste away to skin and bones, after sitting with her many times, talking about our lives together and about her and hearing her speak about her acceptance of her fate, Claudia passed away at 47 years old. The next period of my life was dark, very bleak. I entered a stage of grief on two fronts, really, and I began attending Human more regularly in need of solace. My soul needed to be nurtured. My grief needed a balm. My mind needed action. So like many of us in despair after November 2016, I joined the resistance. And it helped me immensely to join with new human friends in this newfound passion, a way to fight back. So I also joined the choir because, well, I love to sing and to make music. Then I fell in love with being in a choir again after so many years. The people in our choir uplift me so much, and I have loved having Alex Peach directing us as well as ministering to me. Choir has been such a huge part of my human story, and getting back to choir is something I'm very much looking forward to as we phase back in person. Then, in 2018, the resistance came home when I somehow persuaded my somewhat introverted husband to run for office when I was pregnant with our youngest, Reese Elizabeth. And surprisingly, he went for it. And we dove right into his campaign, completely new to this sort of thing, absolutely no experience. And all we knew was that the incumbent hadn't had an opponent since 2008. And our human friends donated to our campaign, they fundraised, they promoted us online and knocked on doors for us. The support from this congregation was overwhelming. Wow. Even though we didn't win, I am convinced that our efforts contributed to victories up the ballot. For your help in 2018, I am grateful, deeply grateful to you, human friends. Somehow, some way in these past months and years, I've been asked to join worship committee or to become program council chair and to contribute in other ways to this cherished congregation. My car drives to and from Human on Wednesday nights or Sunday mornings before 9 a.m. to rehearse the choir, the Zoom meetings on Zoom meetings, the preparation of videos for my worship associate duties, and more. All of this has been my way of giving to this community. And yet, what I receive from this, from hopefully giving my time, treasure, and hopefully talent, is immeasurable, unseeable, and unforgettable. And it reminds me of the prayer of Saint Francis of Assisi. Make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Claudia is still with me. in some of my darkest moments, she called to me using the nickname she had to me. I can recall clearly. Maybe you think it's impossible, but she did call to me from the beyond. And now in my quiet times, I sort of pray to her. I call out to her, asking for guidance. I try to think to myself of what she would do.
Now is the time in the service when the ties that bind us together are spoken aloud. Annette Pate is upset that they cut down all the small trees in woods off her balcony, destroying the habitat of many birds and small animals, as well as giving her a better view of the parking lot at the bottom of the hill. She tried to stop them, but apparently the condo board thought nature should be neater. She cried for 3 days, but now is trying to let go and enjoy what's left. I have a joy that next weekend I will be in Connecticut celebrating the graduation of my oldest grandchild from high school. If you have a joy or a sorrow that you would like to share with the congregation to help build this community, please do so by entering it into the chat. I drop this final pebble for those joys and sorrows and concerns that remain unspoken. May we hold each other in our hearts until we are together again. A couple of years ago, Reverend Dave and I had a difficult conversation in which it emerged that we had different views about ministry. My view was that the minister is up here and the rest of us are sort of down here doing the work. And his view was, I believe, that there are many ministries with different leaders fulfilling the mission of human. I have come to understand and appreciate his view over the past couple of years. Human's mission is nurture our spirit, strive for justice, transform the world. To achieve this mission, we go beyond Sunday morning, and we do that work on Sunday morning. Nurture our spirit, of course, there's Sunday service with its message and the choir. That's where we are most in touch with getting our spirits nurtured, I think. But the gardening group and operations committee keep the gathering space healthy and beautiful, and our spirits are nurtured by this health and beauty. Many surveys over the years have affirmed that a desire for community is the leading reason people attend human. Community nurtures our spirit. So greeters, ushers, the brew crew, small group ministry, care circles, are all helping us achieve our mission of nurturing our spirit by building community. Adult education nurtures our spirit by building community and by helping us on our search for meaning and for growth. Children's education helps build community and it moves us toward our mission of transforming the world by learning from and teaching children and youth. We strive for justice and transform the world through the work we do in earth ministry, social justice, and family promise. Adult education is important here as well, offering classes on racism and racial justice. Striving for justice and nurturing our spirit come together in our work with North Fulton Community Charities and with Mimosa Hall. The Healthy Congregations Committee and Committee on Shared Ministry help build our community and transform the world as they guide us in honoring the covenants in which we strive to live with each other. And hopefully, as we learn to honor those covenants among ourselves, we bring that skill into our other relationships in the world. under the harvest moon and stewardship actually teach us something about justice by providing an opportunity for us to participate in self-reliance and self-love, while the finance committee helps us live our values by figuring out how we spend our money. At the center of this amazing web of lay leadership is the Program Council. The Program Council gets together every month to gather the voices of all these efforts and organize them into the beautiful symphony, which we lovingly call human. I know that many of you saw the PowerPoint presentation of human volunteers at the congregational meeting. It is worth sitting with these names again. Please accept the gratitude this presentation offers. Please consider adding your name to a committee as we enter into the challenging and exciting worship year ahead. Before we begin the presentation, I would like to end with a blessing for lay leaders by Linda Susan Ulrich. As we begin a new year together, let us offer our blessing to the lay leaders who invest their time and care in the well-being of this congregation. If you help lead a ministry here, I invite you to rise in spirit in all of the ways that we do. And I invite all of us to enter a spirit of prayer or quiet reflection. Spirit of generosity, we're grateful for these leaders who give of themselves to make this community strong. Spirit of connection, bless them in their work of reminding us of our highest aspirations. Spirit of encouragement, orient them always towards manifesting love. Spirit of life, keep them grounded in practices that nourish them in this sacred work. May the fruits of their dedication to this congregation return to them a thousandfold. Amen.
Since COVID struck, Human has never failed to have a Sunday service. When we first closed down and we had no idea how to deliver a service remotely or virtually, we relied solely on the skills of Philip Seaver. Through his efforts and his efforts alone, we delivered and streamed those first remote services. The worship team and Human is deeply indebted to Philip. You've heard lots of praise for the video editors during this time of challenge and opportunity. We've had to ask Philip to come to the rescue numerous times late on Friday and Saturday nights to make that happen. When it comes to the internet and technical support, Philip is truly the man behind the scenes, keeping our somewhat complicated internet and communications network up and running. This has been no small task considering the frequent power outages and lightning strikes, and a school meeting on our campus 4 days a week throughout the year. In addition to all this, Philip somehow manages our Google Drive with the utmost patience, since apparently no one else other than him can seemingly comprehend anything about it. The Google Drive has been an essential organizing asset to Human, one that will benefit Human for years to come. Thank you, Philip, for volunteering and keeping Human technology running.
Families with children make up 35% of the people in this country who experience homelessness. That's why Human's work with Family Promise, this week's 50-50 recipient, is so important. Family Promise keeps homeless husbands and wives together as a family with their children. They work with 18 different congregations in the North Fulton-DeKalb area to provide a 90-day shelter program that includes housing, meals, career counseling, and money management classes. They also assist individuals and seniors in the community who are homeless but don't officially qualify for the shelter program. The Family Promise model is a shining example of how community can work. With a diverse group of congregations, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, and Unitarian, coming together to provide food and shelter to our neighbors in need. Beginning June the 20th, Human will continue its recent tradition of providing a home to Family Promise families on our campus. These families will be with us for 2 weeks until Sunday, July the 4th. We will need volunteers to provide meals, be overnight hosts, and assist with moving in and out. Please consider donating your time and talents to this important endeavor, and please consider donating to Family Promise through the Givelify app. These neighbors need our help now more than ever. I'd also like to tell you about an upcoming Family Promise event called Night Without a Bed. On June the 26th, Family Promise is asking supporters to spend a night without their beds. A tent in the backyard, a sleeping bag on the living room floor, a reclining car seat. The idea is to raise awareness about family homelessness and Family Promise. The link to sign up for this national event is in the chat, as is the link to volunteer for the upcoming Family Promise Weeks at UMIN. Thank you.
I am not sure who said it, but it has been said that if you want to know what a country or a business or an individual values, look at how they spend their money. Now is the time in the service that we express our values by financially supporting UMIN. That financial support is yet another way we lift our voices. As Mike explained, this week's offering will be split with Family Promise. The offering will now be received using the Givelify app.
Building community through our voice, coming into our voice, learning our voice is our own. Our voice was first heard when we were a baby, and we heard that first cry when we came out of the womb. That is our voice. Our voices join together, and we can build great community in song, in fellowship, in justice, and in peace. Bring your voice and join our community. We extinguish this chalice, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. These we hold in our hearts until we meet again.
The Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North Congregation of Roswell, Georgia, thanks you for listening to the UMIN podcast. You'll find links to additional service audio and video at our website, UMIN.org. That's UUMAN.org. Please join us for Sunday service, currently held online at 10 a.m. We also offer online Sunday school at 10 a.m. for preschool ages on up. Online adult exploration classes and high school age classes are held Sundays at 11:15 a.m. Background music, courtesy of Tim Moore from Pixabay.